我们的主要的信息是说到蒙神纪念的人生。
The main theme of this meeting is that a life being remembered by God.
在忧苦的人生中
，In all this bitter and grievous life，
又能够成为一个蒙神纪念的人。
If we could become people being remembered by God，
这就是我们人生最大的意义和价值。
This is the greatest meaning and value to our life.
Yeah， 我们谈过关于神所纪念的人。
We talk about the people being remembered by God.
我们神的话勉励我们要做一个纪念造我们之主的人。
And God's word encourages that we should be people who remember our Creator.
神自己是一个纪念的神。
Because God Himself is the God who remembers.
他从不忘记。
He never forgets.
他的旨意必须要达到。
And His will be done.
他围着他所拣选的人，他怀念他们。
He thinks of the people whom he has chosen.
他盼望这些儿女们都能成为蒙他所纪念的。
And he hopes that all his children will be those being remembered by him.
我们今天下午稍微看了一下。
And this afternoon, we briefly went through all this.
有几个特别蒙神纪念的人。
We went through all these characters that they had especially been remembered by God.
我们提到挪亚，
Noah,
提到亚伯拉罕，
Abraham.
我们也提到，很简单的提到，这个拉结。
And very quickly, we also mentioned Rachel.
还有 Hannah.
And Hannah.
还有这个伊丽莎白。
And also Elizabeth.
那是不是？只有这么几个人是蒙神纪念的人呢？
Is it just these few being remembered by God?
那当然不是。
Of course not.
我们所以提举这几个人，
The reason we mention these people
是因为在圣经里头，神的话里头，
Is because in God's word in the scriptures
提到他们的时候，
When they are mentioned
特别说神纪念某某人某某人，
God especially mentions that he remembers such and such.
Noah 是蒙神纪念的一个人。
So Noah is one remembered by God.
亚伯拉罕在整帮助罗德的这件事上蒙神的纪念。
Also Abraham is remembered in the matter of helping Lot.
哈拿呢，只是他是有两面。
There are two aspects to Hannah being remembered.
他是一个求神纪念的人。
One, she is the one who asked God to remember her.
又是一个蒙神纪念的人。
And the other hand is she is the one being remembered by God.
所以圣经中应该有好多的好几位特别被提名的人都是蒙神纪念的人。
So in the Bible, there are many people whose names are mentioned. These are the one being remembered by God.
不过我们这一次从字面上来，因为神提到神纪念他们，所以我们提到他们。
We just highlight these characters because God's word literally mentions they are remembered by Him.
今天晚上呢，我们特别要注意的，就是求神纪念的人。
Tonight, our focus will be on those who ask God to remember them.
下午我们是说神所纪念的人。
This afternoon, we focus on the people whom God remembers.
晚上要退一步来说，有一些人他们特别在神面前求神纪念他们。
So this evening, we will take one step backward. They ask God especially to remember them.
他们都不是一些随便的人。
They are not those cavalier people who don't care.
他们在神面前有他们的故事，有他们的经历，有他们和神的关系。
Before God, they have their individual story, experience, and personal relationship with God.
从他们的生活和他们的工作里头，
From their life, from their work,
他们实在有一个向着主的心，遵循神的旨意。
They show this kind of heart to know God and to obey His will.
他们求神纪念他们。
And they ask God to remember them.
头一个我们要看的,
first, the first one we will consider is
是哈拿,
Hannah.
对不起, 今天下午我已经把哈拿差不多都说了。
And excuse me for this afternoon. I pretty much have shared with you on the points about Hannah.
她是一个求神纪念的人。
Hannah is the one who asked God to remember her.
神的话又特别的提起说神眷顾哈拿。
And God's word specifically says that God looks upon her.
就是神纪念哈拿。
That is, God remembers her.
让她生下撒母耳。
So Hannah gave birth to Samuel.
我想晚上我就不再重复
So this evening, I would not like to repeat Hannah's experiences anymore. So let's now consider carefully the second character. This one asks God to remember him too.
就是西西家王,
that is the King Zechariah.
他是带进犹大国。 第五次复兴的王,
He's the king that brought in the fifth revival of the kingdom Judah.
犹大国有二十一位君王。
The kingdom of Israel had 20 kings, 21 kings.
从大卫所罗门之后,
From King David Solomon,
就南北分开。
After that, the kingdom is divided.
那么犹大国还有19个君王。
And the kingdom of Judah has 19 kings.
那个篡王亚多利亚不算。
After Uzziah, the one who usurped the kingdom, we do not count her in.
那大卫曾经带进一个大的复兴。
And David once ushered in such a great revival.
所罗门做王的时候也带进一个大的复兴。
Solomon, when he was the king, also brought in a great revival.
从每一个角度来说,
From certain perspective,
所罗门的复兴是达到一个高峰。
We could see that Solomon's revival has reached such a climax.
但是后来我们发现,
but later on we realized
所罗门失败了,
that Solomon failed.
若不是因为他父亲大卫的缘故,
if it's not because of his father David's sake, maybe the kingdom of Israel would have encountered great trouble.
因为所罗门得罪神,
because King Solomon sinned against God. So God took back 10 tribes from the hand of King Solomon.
只留一个支派给所罗门的后裔。
Just one tribe was given to Solomon's descendants.
那所罗门之后,
after Solomon, among the 19 kings,
里面有6个君王比较好,
6 kings are considered good.
不过, 历史学家, 圣经学者说是8个好的王,
and historians or Bible scholars would consider 8 of them are good.
其中有2个,
2 of them,
圣经中的记载很短,
the Bible briefly records their accounts.
比较详细的记载,
the more detailed account
提到他们带进,
does mention that 6 kings have brought in revivals.
那我们所要看的是第五个带进犹大国复兴的王。
And what we're considering now is the king which who brought in the 5th revival.
西西家王的父亲,
Zechariah's father,
他是一个非常邪恶的王,
is a very wicked king.
他得罪神,
he sinned against God,
受神的管教,
and he was disciplined by God.
可是他没有降服, 没有悔改,
but he did not yield himself.
他自己和神闹别扭,
He was at odds with God.
他不愿意再进到圣殿去敬拜神。
So he did not want to go to the holy temple to worship God anymore.
他把圣殿很多的器具都毁坏。
So he destroyed so many furnishings in the temple.
而且下令把圣殿封锁起来。
He also decreed that the temple should be closed.
他自己不去敬拜神。
He himself would not go in to worship God.
他也不许百姓。
Nor did he allow his people to be drawn near to God.
他的父亲做王十六年。
His father reigned 16 years.
做尽得罪神的事情。
He did all those possible things that sinned against God.
他的儿子西西家。
And his son Hezekiah.
特别蒙神的怜悯和保守。
Was especially kept and being given mercy by God.
若不然的话。
Otherwise,
那么一个邪恶的父亲
such a wicked father,
他的儿子很可能也是受败坏
that, it's very possible that his son would also be corrupted.
但感谢神
But we thank God.
这里圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us this.
这个西西家王从小就蒙神的眷顾
Ever since Hezekiah was young,
他的外祖父叫做
He was looked upon by God. His grandfather is Zechariah.
撒加利亚这个名字的意思呢，就是神的纪念。
Which means God's remembrance.
圣经中的人名、地名都有它特别的属灵的意思。
All the names of people and places in the Bible have their own special meaning.
神的选民，他们为自己和这为儿女起名，都有它属灵的意义。
God's elect, when they name themselves or their children, they all have their special meaning.
所以弟兄姐妹们，若是有机会，能够参考一些资料。
So brothers and sisters, if it's possible, if you can refer to some references.
有的书籍特别提到圣经中的人和地方，它那个属灵的意义。
Some book would tell you exactly what is the meaning of the places and names of the Bible.
那是我们蒙圣灵的开启。
If we are enlightened by the Holy Spirit,
会从这些意义中得到一些亮光。
We could receive some light from the meanings of these names.
感谢神。
And thank God.
西西家有一个外祖父叫做撒加利亚。
Hezekiah has a grandfather named Zechariah.
他的名的意思就是神的纪念。
The name of this Zechariah means God's remembrance.
这个老人家和神之间，他是一个蒙神纪念的人。
So between God and this elderly person, we know this one is being remembered by God.
他的母亲呢，叫做亚比。
And Hezekiah's mother's name is Abi.
有的经文翻作亚比亚。
Some translation says Abijah.
意思呢，就是耶和华。是他的父亲
Which means the Lord is her father.
感谢神
We thank God.
所有神的儿女都神都是他的父亲
God is the father of all his children.
但是在这里特别提起
However, it's especially mentioned here.
耶和华是他母亲的父亲
The Lord is the father of his mother.
所以我想西西家从小从他的外祖父和他的母亲受过相当好的影响。
So I think ever since Hezekiah was young, he was greatly impacted by his grandfather and the mother who pampered him.
他蒙神的保守。
And Hezekiah was kept by God.
没有太受邪恶的父亲的影响。
So he wasn't that greatly affected by his evil father.
感谢神。
We thank God.
西西家有一个好母亲。
Hezekiah has a good mother.
还有一个好的外祖父。
A good grandfather.
感谢神。
Thank God for this.
那我们来看他西西家呢，他蒙恩，当他登基做王的时候。
Now Hezekiah received God's grace, and when he ascended to his throne as king.
多行耶和华所眼中所看为对的事。
He did many things deemed right, good in the sight of God.
他也 凡事倚靠耶和华。
And in all things, he trusted in God.
因为他父亲的败坏。
Now, because of the corruption of his father,
犹大国是落在一个危机中。
The kingdom Judah fell into such a crisis.
因为那个时候北国已经沦亡了。
Because at that time, the northern kingdom was already overthrown.
亚述国的那个压力啊，就向犹大来推压。
So the pressure from the northern Assyria was now being poured upon Judah.
但是感谢
神。But thank God.
这些拦住临到西西家的时候。
When all these problems came upon Hezekiah.
让他更谨慎地来倚靠神。
He was even more sober and careful to rely on his God.
也蒙神的保守。
So he was kept by God.
我在这里第二个括弧二。这里告诉我们
The second point tells us that
西西家做了一件事情
Hezekiah did one thing
他如何带进犹大国第五次的复兴
How did he bring in this fifth revival of the kingdom Judah
神的话在这里特别提起一个日子
Here God's word especially mentions one date
元年正月初一日
The first day of the first month of the first year,
他打开耶和华殿的门。
Hezekiah opened the door of the temple.
在那里用一些日子来洁净那个圣殿。
Through in many days he cleansed the holy temple.
他也通知北国那些移民。
And he also notified all the remnants of the Israel kingdom.
让他们在王所定规的日子里头，让请他们来。来参加这个，来过节，来敬拜神。
Hezekiah invited all these people at the appointed time to the temple to worship God.
那我们要看。
Now here we consider.
这个年年正月初一日是什么意思
？What does this first day of the first month of the first year mean？
照一般来说。
Now generally speaking.
如果这个王啊是在正月初一啊登基做王。
If this king ascended to throne on the first day of the first month,
也许他的年号就从这一天开始。
So shouldn't be his days be counted starting at this point?
那就是说他在他登基的日子就是那一年做他的元年，然后正月初一日他登基。
So the year he ascended to his throne should be the first year of the king's reign. And the first day of that year.
这是一般人的用法。
This is our general perspective on it.
弟兄姐妹们。
But brothers and sisters, here,
不是一般的用法。
This term is not used.
乃是神的，乃是一个属灵的日子的用法。
This is being used as a spiritual term.
为什么这样说？
Why do we say this?
西西家不是在这个日子，这个日子不是西西家登基的日子。
Because this date is not the day when Hezekiah ascended to the throne.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他做完了第六年。
Because in the sixth year of his reign as king.
撒玛利亚沦陷。
Samaria was captured.
以色列国灭亡。
The northern kingdom of Israel was destroyed.
这是一个圣经里面提到。西西家做王第六年
，In the sixth year of Hezekiah's reign，
北国灭亡了
，The northern kingdom was overthrown。
然后这亚述国了，亚述王了，就向南，在南方来施压力。
And Assyrian king marched southward and put pressure on Judah.
另外一件事情。
And another thing is,
年年正月初一日开殿门。
On the first day of the first month, in the first year, when he opened the door of the temple,
洁净圣殿，恢复敬拜。
He cleansed the temple and restored the worship.
他写信给以色列北方的人。
And he wrote this letter to the people of the northern kingdom.
差遣他的使者到各地去，告诉他们，请他们来耶路撒冷过节。
He sent his emissaries to different places, inviting them to come over to observe the feast.
若是北国没有灭亡。
If the northern kingdom weren't destroyed at this time.
这个 西西利亚王是不可能到北国去请他们来敬拜神的。
It's impossible for Hezekiah to invite them over here to worship God.
在北国不允许百姓到耶路撒冷来。
Because the Northern Kingdom would not allow his subjects to go to Jerusalem.
所以这里给我们看见连正月初一日不是西西利亚登基的日子。
So here tells us this, the first day of the first month, the first year is not the first year when he ascended to the throne. Actually happened after the sixth year after he became the king. We thank the Lord. In that revival,
南方犹大国好多百姓都到耶路撒冷。
The kingdom, there are so many people came to the kingdom Judah.
北方也有好多人来到耶路撒冷，一同敬拜神、纪念神。
Many people from the north also came to Jerusalem. Together, they worship God.
他整洁清洁了圣殿之后
，After Hezekiah cleansed the temple,
有了聚集，有了大的敬拜。
And they had such a great gathering and a tremendous worship there.
这个聚会结束了。
After this, assembly was done. Everyone went back to his own home. No, it's not so.
他们是到犹大国许多的地方，耶路撒冷犹大国许多的地方，在那里除偶像，洁净环境。
They actually went out to many places of the southern kingdom and they took away all the idols, cleansed all the altars.
从北方来的这些百姓回北方去也在格地亚清除偶像。
And the people from the north, they went back to their homes also cleansed all the idols.
那是西西家刚刚登基的日子。
This is in the year when Hezekiah first ascended. The northern kingdom wasn't destroyed yet.
怎么可能回去去除偶像了?
Well, if this is the case, then it's impossible for them to go back to north to cleanse the idols.
这一个日子,
so we believe this day is a spiritual counting of days. This is a memorable date of Hezekiah's reign. So that great gathering brought in such a tremendous revival. And one thing happened right after this.
就是这亚述王
That is the Assyrian king
进攻犹大
attacked Judah,
占领了一些城市
occupied certain cities,
而且派使者到耶路撒冷向西西家宣战
and he sent his emissaries to different to places to challenge Hezekiah for war.
乃是向西西家招降，盼望他能够投降亚述王。
He called Hezekiah to surrender to the Assyrian king.
所以这个元年正月初一日啊，我个人从各方面来看啊，他更靠近他做王的第十四年。
So, all things considered, I believe that this first day of the first month of the first year was very close to the 16th year of his reign.
感谢神。
We thank God.
是神的怜悯帮助他。
It is through God's mercy and through His help.
亚述的大军
He delivered him from the great army of the Assyrian king.
当他在亚述王的压力底下
Under the pressure from the Assyrian king.
他没有办法
Hezekiah had,
他没有力量反抗亚述
had no strength, didn't know what to do to resist him.
所以他就跑到圣殿去
So he ran to the holy temple and prayed to God.
求神帮助他们
He asked God to help him.
神差遣他的先知告诉他。
And God sent his prophet to tell him.
你安心。
Be rest assured.
我要拯救你脱离亚述。
I will deliver you from the hand of the king of Assyria.
在神子民的历史中有一件很奇妙的事情发生。
In the history of God's children, there is something amazing happened.
一个使者。
God sent one angel.
到亚述王的这个营中。
To go into the camp of the Syrians,
把那些元帅 军长、首领全都杀了。
He killed all the commanders and the nobles and all the captains.
应该是杀了185,000。
He killed 185,000 people.
那些小兵小卒不算。
Not to mention all those lower rank of soldiers.
所以亚述王一看见遍地这些首领都死了。
And then Assyria king saw all the dead bodies of these leaders.
他是羞羞惨惨的回去。
With much shame, he went back.
而且他在他的神庙中给他一个儿子，把他杀了。
And in his temple, that he was killed by one of his sons.
感谢神。
We thank God.
这一位敬畏神、依靠神的西西家王。
This Hezekiah who feared God, who relied on God.
神围着他，神围着自己，行了一件奇妙的大事。
God did a wonderful, great thing for himself.
一个天使
，just one angel，
就把这些大军中的185,000个首领都杀了。
Slaughtered 185,000 leaders of this great army. Maybe we could connect this to one more thing. On the very night that when our Lord Jesus prayed at the Garden of Gethsemane, after he prayed, he rose up.
这个犹大，以色列国的。其实也不是国，那个他们已经亡国了啊。那些宗教首领就带着就长老啊、祭司长啊、大祭司啊啊，找了这个罗马的兵丁要来捉拿耶稣。
And all the leaders, scribes of the Israel, even though they were not a country at that time, they brought soldiers to came up to seek Jesus.
他们拿着火把，拿着棒。
With fire bands, with clubs, they came to take Jesus.
主耶稣问他们说：“你们找谁啊？”
And the Lord Jesus asked them, "Whom are you looking for?"
找拿撒勒的耶稣。
We came to seek the man of Nazareth.
主耶稣说：“我就是。”
And the Lord said, "Jesus said, I am he."
我就是一说。
I am he.
那个兵丁啊。都倒退倒在地上。
Upon hearing this, all the soldiers fell backward on the ground. This Nazarene,
他是万王之王。
Jesus is the King of the Kings.
话一出来
，The moment he uttered his word,
兵丁都站不住。
All the soldiers couldn't stand.
彼得在那里看见这个局面。
And Peter seeing this thing,
因为他带着两把刀。
Because he had two swords with him.
要来。来抵抗。
He just swung his sword, trying to defend.
而且把大祭司的一个仆人，一个耳朵削了。
And cut off the ear of a servant of the high priest.
主耶稣说。
And the Lord Jesus said,
Peter, 收到路桥。
Take your sword back to your sheath.
你不知道吗
？Don't you know?
我可以求神派12营的天使来。
I could ask God for 12 legions of angels to protect me.
如果十二营天使来了
，If the 12 legions of angels did come,
不要说那些捉拿耶稣的兵丁
，Not to mention all those soldiers who came to
Jesus. 耶路撒冷所有背叛的人都不够宰了。
Even with all the residents of Jerusalem, they are not enough to be killed by these angels.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们的主有这个权柄。
Our Lord had this authority,
但是为着拯救我,
but in order to save us,
他愿意像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。
He was willing to be like a lamb being led to the slaughter.
那么感谢神。
Thank God.
西西家经历了神奇妙的保守。
Hezekiah experienced this wondrous protection of God.
也就在那一年。
And in that year,
神吩咐先知以赛亚去告诉他。
God charged the prophet Isaiah to tell him, King,
你该准备后事。
Get ready for your death.
因为你得的这个病一定要死。
Because you will surely die of your sickness.
西西家25岁 做王。
Hezekiah became king when he was 25 years old.
做王14年。
After 14 years as king.
来到神所里的你就。
And God told him that it's time for you to die.
几岁啊?
So how old was Hezekiah, our young brothers and sisters?
那个时候十一家王几岁啊?
How old was Hezekiah at that time?
几岁? 你说?
39 years old, yes.
39岁, 很老了吗?
Was he old?
还非常年轻。
No, still young, very young.
可是呢, 你看。经历神那么多的恩典
He had experienced so much grace of God.
神帮助他得着那么大的胜利
And God had helped him gain such victory.
可是啊，就是命就那么短
But he had such a short lifespan.
西西家听见说他就要死了
And Hezekiah heard that he was about to die.
这个大君王啊
This great king.
在神面前哭啊
Wept before God.
哭得好可怜
Wept bitterly.
他对神说
So he said this to God.
我还有好多日子都没有享受。
I still have many years to enjoy.
你叫我去吗?
Do you want me to leave at this time?
他不愿意死。
He doesn't want to die.
他不肯死。
He is not willing to die.
感谢神。
But thank God.
我们的神很好。
Our God is good.
看着西西家那么可怜。
When he saw Hezekiah being so miserable.
那么不愿意死。
So unwilling to die yet.
神就答应他了。
So God answered him.
好。
Okay.
再给你十五年。
I'll give you another 15 years.
那时候我在想。
And I'm thinking.
西西家那一天祷告神。
On that very day when he prayed to God.
说神啊，你不要，我不要死。
Telling God, God, I don't want to die.
好不好让我多活几年。
How about let me live several years.
你想西西家会求活多少年啊？
How many years do you suppose Hezekiah would ask God for? Maybe 3 or 5 more years, that should be enough. Never did he realize that, how generous God was.
你要活好，再给你十五年。
You want to live? All right, I'll give you another 15 years. Oh, Hezekiah was so pleased.Thank God for His grace.
神终于听我祷告。
Finally, God listened to my prayer.
他到圣殿里头去祷告。
So he went to the holy temple to pray.
他告诉神说啊。
He told God that.
他说啊，我一生一世啊，要在耶和华的殿中。
All my days and years, I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
用诗弦的乐器唱我的歌，诗歌。
Will sing my songs with stringed instruments.
他愿意。常常到耶和华的殿里头去。
He was willing to go to the house of the Lord often.
在那里向神敬拜，在那里唱歌。
There he would worship God. There he would sing.
就是在那里享受神的同在和感谢神的恩典。
There he would enjoy God's presence and thank God for His grace.
他还有一个应许。
And also,
他说做父亲的。
He made this promise that
要使儿女知道你的诚实。
The father will make known your truth to the children.
我的神，你实在太诚实了。
Oh my God, you are so truthful.
你知道我爱你。
You know that I know you. I love you. You know I wholeheartedly rely on you.
你拯救我脱离仇敌的手。
You deliver me from the hands of my enemy.
你还医治我。
And you also healed me and gave me more years to live.
简单来说，两件事情。
Simply put, two things.
他要好好教导他的儿女来认识神。
First, he would instruct well his children to know God.
那么他要好好的与神有交通，与神为乐。
And he would have good fellowship with God and also rejoice in God.
感谢神。
We thank God.
他对神的应许说完了。
After he made such a vow to God,
但是后面的事情
things that ensued showed us this.
他再活十五年
he lived another 15 years.
就是54岁的时
候 so he was 54 years old, right? The time came.
那个时候大概他也享受了一些福乐，他也死了。
After he had enjoyed much good, and he died.
我们要注意的。
Now here we need to know.
接续他做王的这个儿子叫做马拿西。
The king that was in his place is Manasseh.
他做王的时候是12岁。
He was 12 years old when he became king.
那马拿西是西西家什么时候生的？
So Manasseh was born when Hezekiah was how old?
39岁。
39 years old.
没有十。 没有十啊。
Before he died.
然后呢?
And then?
他得到一个爱妃。
And then he also had this favorite concubine.
这个爱妃叫做薛斯巴。
Her name was Hephzibah.
薛斯巴什么意思呢?
What does that name mean?
就是我的喜乐在于他。
My delight is in her.
而且是他的喜乐在于我。
Or to say, his or her delight is in me.
他是王的爱妃，什么时候得着的不知道。
Well, this woman was the king's beloved concubine. When he
不过这个,
had her, we don't know.
这个爱妃能叫西西家得着快乐。
However, this beloved concubine did give this Manasseh much pleasure.
就是王的喜乐是在于他。
So the king's delight is in her.
弟兄姐妹，西西家得着这个爱妃。
Hezekiah got this beloved concubine.
在他该死而没有死。
At the time.
第三年。
At the time when he was supposed to die, and he did not in the third year.
就生了这个宝贝儿子，叫做拿马拿西。
He gave birth to this precious son Manasseh.
马拿西什么意思啊？
What does Manasseh mean?
记得，就是忘记。
It simply means to forget.
不是记得，是忘记。
It's not to remember. It's the opposite to forget.
这个忘记有典故的。 有历史的,
there is also a history to this.
从前有一个孩子叫做马拿西, 是谁啊?
There was another Manasseh. Do you know who that he is? Young brothers and sisters?
啊, 记得吧? 啊, 有一个儿子叫做马拿西。
Joseph had one son, also named Manasseh.
他被卖到埃及去。
He was sold into Egypt.
在埃及受了13年的苦。
He suffered 13 years in Egypt.
感谢神,
thank God.
他变成是埃及法老的宰相。
Later on, he became the prime minister of the Egyptian king.
神给他头一个儿子叫做马拿。 他就把他起名叫马拿西。
And God gave Joseph the first son, and Joseph named him Manasseh.
意思就是说他经历了这么多的苦楚。
Meaning that after he has gone through so many sufferings,
感谢神,
thank God,
神给我这个孩子,
God now gives me this son,
让我忘记我所受的苦。
So that I could forget all the sufferings that I have been through.
他受的苦完全是为着神的旨意和计划而受的。
And all the sufferings that Joseph went through is for God's will, for God's plan.
所以感谢神，神特别恩待他。
God was especially gracious to him.
让他得着这个宝贝的儿子。
After, and gave him this precious son.
使他忘记许多的痛苦。
So that Joseph would forget all of his pain.
可是西西家,
what about
Hezekiah?
After he gave birth to this precious son,
他也把他的名字叫做马拿西,
he also named him Manasseh.
也许西西家的心意是说,
maybe Hezekiah's heart means,
我在这些短暂的日子中,
in my short life,
为着神的缘故,
for the sake of God,
为着神的国, 神的百姓,
for the sake of his kingdom and his people, Hezekiah did suffer much. But thank God, now God gave him this precious son. So he now could forgive so many sufferings. I don't know if this is his thinking. I hope this was his thinking.
但是,
but,
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
他有没有好好 以神为乐。
Did Hezekiah really rejoice in God?
他乃是以那个爱妃，以那个女人做他的快乐。
Instead, he made that woman, that his beloved concubine, his pleasure. So whenever he thought he saw this concubine, he was very pleased. And then he forgot God's grace. He did not teach his son well. So when Manasseh became the king,
我说过了,
I said it.
在大卫的王室的21个君王里头,
among the 21 kings of David's descendants,
马拉西这个王是最邪恶、最败坏的王,
Manasseh was the most wicked and most corrupt king.
弟兄姐妹,
Brothers and sisters,
马拉西在神面前自己要负责,
Manasseh had to take this responsibility before God.
但是, 西西家王有没有责任?
Was Hezekiah also liable to this?
神曾经借着耶利米去告诉, 一个王,
Once God using the prophet Jeremiah to tell a king,
他说犹大国必要灭亡,
And the prophet said the kingdom of Judah will be destroyed.
为什么必要灭亡了?
Why?
因为西西家的儿子马拉西的悖逆,
because of the rebelling of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah.
神特别把他的父亲加在他儿子的名字上。
Here especially God added the name of Manasseh's father Hezekiah here.
弟兄姐妹们,
so beloved,
在圣经里头有四个地方,
In the Bible, there are four places
说到犹大国必要灭亡,
speak of the destruction of the kingdom of Judah. Why?
就是因为马拉西干犯了神,
it's all because Manasseh transgressed against God.
所以这个国家必要灭亡,
so this country had to be destroyed.
但是在这里我简单稍微再提一下,
but here I want to bring this up very briefly.
这里有几处的圣经,
Here there are several references here. Please refer to point 6.
那么头一处的经文,
the first one,
列王记下, 21章,
2 Kings 21,
12-14.
It speaks of the time when Manasseh was the king.
预言说,
And the prophecy was given to him that the kingdom would be destroyed. When we come to 2 Kings
23:26,
that's when Josiah, Manasseh's grandson, became the king. He was 8 years old. Sought God gradually. He feared God, he relied on his God. So this grandson was a good king. He was the very last good king of Judah. He also ushered in the sixth revival of the kingdom. And this revival was unprecedented from Samuel until the days of Josiah. None of the revivals had ever exceeded this one. Even though he was young, he brought in such a great revival for the kingdom. However, through the prophet, he was told this kingdom was still be overthrown. Why? Because Manasseh transgressed against God. After Josiah passed away, one of his sons became king. This good king had four sons to become kings of the Judah, one after another. The second one was Jehoiakim.
神又告诉他,
and God told him one more time,
这个国不要灭亡,
this kingdom Judah will be destroyed.
为什么?
Why?
因为马拿西得罪了神,
because Manasseh transgressed against God. Brothers and sisters,
到了耶利米十五章,
now when we come to Jeremiah 15,
就是刚才我说的,
that's what I just mentioned.
借着耶利米发预言,
and God used Jeremiah as his mouth.
He said, 犹大不要因西这个西西家王西西家的儿子马拿西的缘故不要灭亡。
And he prophesied that because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, the kingdom will be destroyed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So, my beloved,
在这里我们该有一些感觉。
Here, we should have this sentiment.
有的是儿女的不孝。
Sometimes because our children do not respect parents.
无能为力。
We are helpless regarding this.
但是,
but,
有的儿女的不孝。
But sometimes some children's dispiety.
我们做父母的在神面前有责任。
We as parents are liable to this.
求主怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们知道怎样来教导我们的儿女。
So that we know how to instruct our children.
我想起大祭司以利。
I now think of the high priest Eli.
他的两个儿子非常的邪恶败坏。
His two sons were extremely evil and corrupt.
愤怒非常过不去。
God was so furious, he could not get over with it.
结果神告诉他说,
so God told Eli,
你两个儿子要同一天死亡,
your two sons would die in the same day,
因为你没有好好管教你的孩子,
because you did not discipline them well.
结果神的预言应验,
and God's promise was brought to,
因为约柜的被掳,
truth, and the Ark of Covenant was captured.
两个儿子死在腓力斯人的手下。
And two sons died under the hands of the Philistines.
当消息传回来的时候,
when the news came back,
大祭司以利年纪老迈,
the high priest was really old.
听见这个消息,
upon hearing this,
他就从座位上倒下去,
he fell off his chair.
脖子都跌断了,
and he broke his neck.
也就这样死去了,
here he died.
神追讨他两个儿子。
And God also visited upon his two sons.
以利在神面前也受极大的亏损。
So Eli suffered much also, much loss before God.
好多读经的人说,
and those who study the Bible well tell us,
好可惜啊,
what a pity.
撒母耳的两个儿子也是不孝。
Even Samuel's two sons are also not good, not respecting the parents.
以利到老了就是老糊涂了。
And when Eli, when he was old, he was getting confused.
Samuel 就是一生敬畏神。
But Samuel, throughout his life,
he feared God. 那为什么他两个儿子又败坏了？
And why is it his two sons were so corrupt?
所以有的人说彼此，差不多。
So people would say, well, it's just so-so.
以利虽然败坏,
even though Eli was defiled,
也没有好到哪里,
Samuel wasn't much bad either.
因为两个儿子也不好,
well, his two sons weren't good either.
弟兄姐妹,
so, beloved brothers and sisters,
你们也是好这样看法吗?
Do you have the same kind of opinion on this?
我曾经思索这些问题。
I have been thinking about all these issues.
我觉得以利的两个儿子不好。
I feel that Eli's two sons weren't good.
神是一再的提出抗议、警告、责备这个。
Time again, God warned and rebuked, brought this matter up.
撒母耳的两个儿子不好，谁说的？
And Samuel's two sons weren't good either. Who said this?
是神百姓说的。
God's people said so.
百姓中的首领说的。
The leaders of God's people said so.
他说你老了。
And they told Samuel, you're old.
你两个儿子也不孝。
And your two sons are not good.
所以你要为我们立一个王。
So set up a king for us.
一样不一样。
Are these two the same?
不一样。
No.
人说的不算。
Men's words don't count.
神说的才算。
God's words count.
撒母耳两个儿子不好吗？是不好。
Samuel's two sons weren't good. Yes, they were. They weren't.
没有说话。
No, they weren't good. But amazing, God did not say anything.
你们能找到神说？撒母耳两个儿子不好吗?
Can you find any place where God says Samuel's two sons weren't good?
神没有说。
God did not say a word.
神没有说的，我们不好随便说。
Since God did not say anything on this, we shouldn't say much either.
不要随便推论。
Don't make such
inference
so easily.
小心的地方。
Those of us who study the Bible have to be careful on
this.
Thank God, why did God did not say anything? On the one hand, we know nothing about it. On the other hand, maybe there are some certain reasons here. Because Samuel as the judge
is very 用心用力的尽心竭力的
has devoted himself totally and strived to serve God's people. Deborah, when she was the judge, how did she conduct herself? Right before her house under the palm tree, he just set up this work desk. She sat there. If God's children have any cases to be judged, then just brought them over to her. We thank God that even though she was a woman, it's not good for her to shop around, walk around. Instead, she sat at the door of her house. She was solving all the problems for God's people. Then how did Samuel conduct himself? Samuel started from his home, Ramah, going northward to Gilgal, to Shechem, and then came back to Ramah, four cities. He circulated among these four cities. Now, I came from L.A. to here.
有弟兄姐妹会说还好吧，累了吧。
And some brothers and sisters would say, how are you doing? Are you tired?
如果我们说累，真是亏欠神。
If I would say, yes, I'm tired, after I fall short of the glory of God, why?
坐飞机。
Because
坐几个钟头飞机。
Riding in the plane for several hours.
到了机场弟兄就去接。
When we reach the airport, the our brother would come to pick me up.That's great. Or if you fly back to Taiwan, it probably takes 17-18-20 hours. Are you tired? Yeah, so you probably are a little bit.
But
when Samuel was the judge, there was no airplanes nor cars. Maybe he was riding on a small donkey.And this is how he moved around. When he was the judge, he was 45 years old already. He was the judge for 5 years, then he was 50 years old. So God's people told this 50-year-old man, now you're old, you're fragile.
在座有没有五十岁的弟兄和这姐妹
？Are there brothers and sisters here at the age of 50?
我们能说他已经老迈了吗
？Can we tell that person you're old?
五十岁正是壮年的时候。
50 years old? Well, that's the prime of your life.
为什么撒母耳人家看起来他年纪老迈
？But why is it when people look at Samuel, he looks so old?
他在神的国中。
Because in the kingdom of God.
为做方便神的百姓。
In order to be convenient for God's people,
他就这样的不劳不辞辛劳的到各城去听审判。
This is how he traveled around the different cities and not fearing any, danger or any hard work.
我不敢说，沙漠两个 孩子不好，他没有责任。
I would not dare to say that Samuel's two sons were not good, that he would not be held liable at all.
可是感谢神。
But thank God.
神知道他。
God knew Samuel.
好像神原谅他。
And God forgave him.
神没有说，没有定罪。
God did not condemn him.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
无论如何。
No matter what.
基督恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
让我们尽可能的带领。我们的孩子，我们的后代。
As long as it depends on us, let's do our best to educate our descendants.
不只让他们做一个规规矩矩的人。
Not only you want them to behave well as men.
更盼望他们能好好的爱主。
But you hope even more that they will love the Lord dearly.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我能不能向年轻的弟兄姐妹们说几句话？
May I say a few words to our young brothers and sisters?
你们有你们的长辈父母。
You have your elders, your parents.
就是他们是爱主的。
If they love the Lord.
你们生在这个爱主之人的家中。
You are so blessed because you're born into a family that loves the Lord.
但是。
However.
你爸爸妈妈爱主。
Even though your mother, your father loves the Lord.
带领你们信了主了。
And hopefully you believe in the Lord.
Wow,
this is how especially blessed are you. You know the Lord ever since you were young. So in your youthful days, remember your Creator. This is the most blessed thing. But you yourself have to love the Lord well.
不能光靠父母爱主。
You cannot depend on your parents to love the Lord.
我看见好多神儿女的家庭。
I've seen so many families of brothers and sisters who love the Lord. Parents love the Lord, fear Him.
年轻的时候也跟得上，也跟上来。
And they follow the Lord when they are young.
我也看见好多年轻的弟兄姐妹。
And also, I have seen so many young brothers and sisters. After they have grown up, they have left their parents and have gone outside.
进到工作中，进到社会里头。
Into the society, into their workplace.
好多年轻的人就失去了。
So many of the young people could not keep in more and have lost. Are they God's children? Yes, they are. However, they now become prodigal sons. Yes, they are Christians. But they lack the reality of Christians. So I ask the Lord to keep you.You should thank the Lord for your pious parents.
你们更要求主保守你们。
But you have to ask the Lord even more to keep you.
能够在这样的世代中。
In a generation like this.
蒙神的保守。
You will be kept by God.
蒙神的纪念。
You will be remembered by Him. And this is the most blessed thing.
也许在座有的年轻人，你是。个人信主，父母没有信主。
Maybe some of our young people, you personally believe in the Lord, but not your parents.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然你们没有敬虔的父母。
Even though you do not have devoted parents.
你们自己和主发生了直接的关系。
But you yourself have this relationship with the Lord already.
保守你们好好的跟随主。
May the Lord keep you well to follow Him.
求主祝福你们。
May the Lord bless you all.
Okay, 好
all right.
那我想我们还有一点时间。
We still have a little bit of time.
我们来看另外一个人。
That's now considered another person.
就是尼希米。
That is Nehemiah.
尼希米他是 以色列个王国之后。
After the kingdom of Judah and Israel were destroyed.
神的百姓很多人都被杀了。
After many of God's people had been slaughtered, and many of the survivors had been taken captive to a foreign land.
感谢主，特别是犹大国的百姓。
We thank God, especially the people of the kingdom of Judah.
被掳到巴比伦七十年。
They had been taken captive to Babylon for 70 years.
神应许他们过了七十年就要带领他们回到。
And God had promised them that after 70 years, God would bring them back to Jerusalem.
感谢神。
Thank God.
神就借着所罗巴伯和耶稣亚。
Through the Zerubbabel and Joshua,
带领将近五万的移民回到圣地。
About 50,000 people were brought back to the Holy Land.
又过了七八十年，第二次就是刚才我提了那个以斯拉又带着两千多人回来。
After 70-80 years, and I mentioned this already, Ezra brought back the second wave of the remnants to Jerusalem.
头一次回来的百姓，他们是把圣殿建造去了。
The remnants who came back the first time rebuilt the holy temple.
第二批人回来是加强神子民的信仰的生活。
The second wave of remnants came back to strengthen the people's religious life.
又经过了几十年的时间。
And after a decade later,
有一个消息。
A new was brought from Jerusalem to Shushan.
在那里告诉一个做官的人。
There, the news reached this officer.
就是尼希米。
That's Nehemiah.
他是王的酒箭。
He was a cupbearer of the king.
在王的面前调酒。
Before the king, he mixed the wine.
把酒盛在王的面前。
And then he would hand this cup to the king.
这是王贴心的一个很重要的一个臣服。
So he was an official who was so close to the king, one of the confidants.
不过每一次他把这个调好的酒要给王喝的时候
，But every time after he mixed the wine and ready to be served,
他必须倒一些出来先自己喝。
He had to pour out a little bit to drink it himself.
然后才给王喝。
Then he would hand the cup to the king to drink.
为什么这样呢
？Why did he do so?
为什么
？Why?
因为王怕死啊。
Because the king was afraid of
dying. 最可以谋杀王的。
Because what could most easily murder the king? The easiest way
就是在酒里头下毒。
Was to poison the wine.
还有王一喝啊就。
And after the king drank it, he would die. So the king would not drink the wine first, but the cupbearer would drink it first. Afterwards, he would do it. So Nehemiah held a very important position, very important official. Even though he held a position in the land of captivity, In terms of a chronicle calculation of the years, I believe Nehemiah was born after the remnants were taken captive. Maybe he had never been to the Holy Land. But he knew he was the elect of God. And he longed for his homeland. He loved God and his people. So when he heard this news, saying that the remnants who went back to the Jerusalem had been so persecuted, and many parts of the rebuilt wall were torn down. So for many days he grieved before God. One day, as he stood before the king, and the king looked at Nehemiah and asked him, What's wrong with you today? Is there something happening? Why is the king asked so? Because the king saw Nehemiah with this grieving face. Because he suffered all this anguish for the people of God, so in his face he simply had no joy.
在王面前随便有愁容，这是很危险的事情。
if you carry this grievous complexion before God, this was such a dangerous matter.
心灵的沉重压力叫他没有办法。
But because of the heaviness of his heart, he couldn't help.
王问他说你怎么样了?
So the king asked him,
他说王啊,
and he said, King,
我的同胞在故我受许多的凌辱苦难。
My fellow residents were in my homeland. They wandered around. They suffered much.
城墙被拆毁,
the walls were destroyed.
我听了我不能不难过。
When I heard this, I just couldn't help but feel sorrowful.
王知道他的意思,
and the king understood what he meant. Because he was asking for leave. Asking for this 12 years of leave of absence, so he went back. He brought few with him. We thank God. With 52 days, he restored destroyed wall. In such a distressed time, he rebuilt the wall. He was a governor appointed by the king.
省长有省长的俸禄,
so the governor was supposed to have governor's provision.
可以享受他省长的生活,
he could have enjoyed his governor's life.
爱神的百姓,
but because he loved God's people,
圣经特别提起说,
the Bible specially mentioned,
他不要享受
He did not want to take enjoy the governor's provision.
他把他这份优厚的待遇和百姓和同伴一同分享。
He shared this bountiful treatment as governor with his other people.
他可以享受富足的生活。
He could have enjoyed this very affluent life.
是因为他爱神,
but because he loved God, he loved God's people.
宁愿过
He would rather lead a poor life,
简单的生活,
simple, a very simple life.
所以他求神说,
so he asked God,
神啊,
God,
求你为这些事情,
for all these things, remember me.
我就想到,
now this makes me think, his life
很像我们的主耶稣。
It's so much like our Lord Jesus.
哥林多后书第八章那里告诉我,
2 Corinthians chapter 8 we read,
主耶稣本来是富足的,
the Lord Jesus was rich.
他是神的儿子,
he was the Son of God,
万王之王,
the King of Kings.
万有都是他的,
all things are his.
但是他唯一说爱神,
but because he loved God,
唯一说拯救我们这些可怜的罪人,
in order to save all of us miserable sinners, he was rather to become poor.
为什么他成为贫穷呢?
Why did he become poor?
保罗说,
Paul said,
要叫我们因他的贫穷而成为富足,
so that through his poverty we become rich.
这是神的救恩,
and this is God's salvation. Thank God.
尼西米,
Nehemiah,
在这个点上还像主耶稣,
on this point, it was very much like our Lord Jesus.
甘心贫穷,
willingly he became
poor,
so that God's people would share in his riches. My beloved, if we have received God's mercy, and because God's grace has come upon us, so in so many aspects, we have become rich.
也许是在灵性方面,
maybe in our spirituality.
也许是在财务方面,
maybe in our wealth.
神使我们富足,
God has made us rich. Of course, we should be thankful for his grace.
亲爱的弟兄姐,
but my beloved,
主向我们有一个挑战,
the Lord has this challenge for us. Can we be like our Lord? When the Lord makes us rich, are we willing to become poor for the Lord? So that other people would become rich because of our poverty. Beloved brothers and sisters, in all these matters.
你我是否忠心？
God wants to see whether you and I are faithful.
不是神给我的，那就是我来享受。
It's not that when God has given me something that that's the thing I want to enjoy. We do have this position before God.
我们乃是他的仆人，是他的管家。
That is, we are his steward, we are his servant.
主给我们的许多的恩典财物。
God has given us so much grace and position.
我们不过是一个管家。
Giving us so many possessions, but we are simply stewards. The Lord is the master. As a steward,
如何忠心?
How could you be faithful?
照着主人的意思来安排这些财物。
You have to arrange all these possessions according to God's will.
自己在主人面前只是一个仆人。
You, before God, are merely a servant.
领取一份主给我们的那个工资。
You simply receive a salary from the Lord.
让我们能生活。
So that we could live on.
其余的都是主的。
Everything else is the Lord.
这是一个实际，不是一个道理。
Brother and sister, this is just a reality, it's not a doctrine. The Lord is such a good example.
尼希米是一个好的榜
样。 Nehemiah is a good example.My beloved, Paul tells this to the Corinthian church, the Macedonian churches. They were poor churches. Philippian church was a poor one also. But toward God's people, toward God's many churches, they were so caring.
Jerusalem 的教会犹大地的教众教会有艰难。
When the churches at Jerusalem and Judea had problems, difficulties,
他们听见这个消息。
When they heard of this news,
他们就很愿意的落捐。
So willingly they want to donate.
把财物交出来。
Their possessions.
让保罗把他送到耶路撒冷。
So Paul could take all these riches to Jerusalem.
哥林多的教会。
And the Corinthian church.
当时哥林多是一个海港。
At that time, the Corinth was a seaport, a commercial center.
在那里的居民多数都是比较富足的。
The residents there, relatively speaking, were affluent.
照样把这个消息告诉他们。
So Paul also told them this news.
但是让保罗有点失望。
But this really disappointed Paul.
跟他们讲了一年多了。
After Paul had told them about a year,
他们钱没有凑出来。
Still, the money wasn't gathered yet. Paul said,
如果到时候我来了，
By the time I come,
那么你们现在凑不出来。
And you're trying to get all the money and couldn't make it.
那么和我一同来的马其顿的弟兄们，
And all the Macedonian brethren,
这个富足的教会的弟兄们是这个样子。
Who came with me and look at you.
我为你们难过。
The affluent church was like this.
那你们的羞耻就更不用说了。
I'm sorrowful for you, not to mention your shame.
所以保罗告诉哥林多的教会。
So Paul told Corinthian church.
你们要好好的做管家。
Now, be a good steward.
弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister.
恩待我。
The Lord has been gracious to us.
主把我们留在地上。
The Lord today allows us to be on earth.
这是我们试验我们的日子。
On the one hand, these are the days for our trial.
也是看我们是否在主所交托的事上忠心。
On the other hand, God also wants to see if we are faithful in all the matters He has committed to us.
就是把这些当作道理。
Oh, if only we would never regard this as doctrines only.But to look onto him. Now our time is up.
我想最后我讲一个人。
Now lastly, I want to mention one person.
同钉十字架的这一个强盗。
That is the robber who was crucified together with Christ.
在哥哥他山上有几个十字架。
At Golgotha there were several crosses.
三个十字架，对不对？
Three of them, right? Lord Jesus Christ was in the middle.
左边、右边。
On the right, on his right, on his left, there was a robber. Why is it he was down this way? Because through this they want to shame the Lord. Treated him as a robber. So he was numbered among the transgressors. When the Lord Jesus was hung on the cross, so many people mocked him. revile him.
你说你是神的儿子。
You say you are the son of God.
你可以救自己。
You can save yourself.
你为什么会被挂在十字架上？
Why did you hung on the cross?
你不是神的儿子吗？
Aren't you the son of God?
那两个强盗。
The other two robbers.
和众人一样。
We're just like the multitude. They are also mocked at him. You're the son of God.
你可以救你自己。
Save yourself.
也附带救了我们了。
And also, you can save us.
这马太跟马可都说这两个强盗讥笑主耶稣。
In the book of Matthew and Mark, they both record that these two robbers reviled our Lord.
感谢主，到了路加福音。
But we thank the Lord. When we come to the book of Luke,
他更及时地述说这一件事情。
And he went into more detail about this very carefully.
其他他们都这个讽刺主耶稣，讥笑主耶稣。
At the beginning, they all reviled and jeered at him.
后来呢，有一个强盗。
And later on, there this robber.
他有点醒悟。
He came to his senses.
为什么醒悟？
Why did he come to his senses?
因为当主被钉在十字架三个钟头之后。
Because 3 hours after the Lord was crucified on the cross.
看着遍地黑暗，地大震动。
And there was darkness over all the places. There was many earthquakes.
主在十字架上在那里呼喊。
And the Lord on the cross cried out.
神啊，
God,
求你赦免他们。
Forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道。
For they do not know what they do. Maybe.
因着主这个祷告。
Because the Lord's this prayer.
震动了其中的一个强盗的心。
Because of this prayer, maybe it simply shook one of the robbers' hearts.
使他突然醒悟过来。
All of a sudden, he came to his senses.
这位被钉在十字上的耶稣。
This Jesus who was crucified on the cross.
原来他就是我们所盼望的弥赛亚。
Was the very Messiah we hoped for.
为了拯救我们，他替我们受苦。
In order to save us, so he suffered, dying on the cross.
所以他就在那里向主。
Therefore, he made this prayer to the Lord.
说主耶稣啊，
Oh Lord Jesus,
求你得国的时候，你要纪念我。
When you come into your kingdom, remember me.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主，主怎么说了？
We thank the Lord. What did he say?
主什么时候得国啊？
When would our Lord come into his kingdom? We don't know.
到现在主还没有得国了。
Even though until now he hasn't received his kingdom yet.
2000多年过去了。
2,000 years have passed.
还没有回来。
The Lord still hasn't returned.
那么如果强盗要跟他一同，要主来纪念他，等了2000年还没有了。
Then is it that the robber, after waiting for these 2,000 years, still waiting for the Lord to remember him when he comes into his kingdom? We thank God.
主耶稣告诉他。
The Lord Jesus told him.
今日。
Tonight.
就是那一天，钉十字架那一天。
The very day that. He was crucified.
当他们断气的时候，
When they breathed their last breath,
主耶稣要带这个强盗到乐园里头去。
The Lord Jesus would bring this robber to his paradise.
不需要等到神的国来到。
The robber didn't have to wait until Jesus came into his kingdom. On that very day, he was brought to paradise.
感谢神的恩
典。We thank God for his grace.
用我们的话来说。
In our words,
真是替这个强盗捏了一大把汗。
We would think this is such a close call for this robber.
只要他差了一点点。
If he just missed a little bit.
再单延一点。
If he delayed just a little bit.
他失去了得救的机会。
He would have lost this chance to be saved.
下火炉受永远的痛苦。
He would go down to the lake of fire and suffer the eternal pain. And this robber who did all the evil. And because of the enlightening from God, God's mercy, he repented from God to God and asked God to remember him. We thank God. He was remembered by the Lord. On that very day, he was brought to the paradise.
能不能多给我几分钟？
Could you give me a few more minutes?
本来我想，8:30还有2分钟。
There are still two more minutes to
8:30.
Not too many minutes, but just few.
因为在这里有个问题,
here is the question.
到底主耶稣所说的这个乐园是在哪, 现在是在哪里?
Exactly, where is this paradise located now?
因为好多名解经家说,
because there are so many famous Bible scholars.
现在的乐园已经搬到天上去了,
now this paradise has been moved to the heavens.
到底搬了没有?
Has the paradise been moved?
你们有没有人也接受这个说法?
Any of you would accept this kind of thing? So after the Lord was raised from life, this paradise was moved to heaven. I believe this kind of saying is not accurate.
主耶稣死了以后到哪里去?
After the Lord Jesus died, where did he go?
In Matthew 12:40,
we read,
他说, 先知约拿, 在鱼的肚子里头,
just as the prophet Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights, so the Son of Man will also stay, go into the lower part of the earth. So when the Lord died, where did he go? He went to the very center of the earth. Where is the paradise? The paradise is right in the center of the earth.
那他们说没错啊,
and they would say, yeah. But after the Lord was raised to life, the paradise was moved to the heavens. This is your wishful thinking, I believe. What does the Bible say?
有一个见证人,
there was this one witness, that is Apostle Paul. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12,
他说我认识一个在主里的人,
he said that I know this one who's in the Lord.
他被到三层天去,
he was taken up to the third heaven.
三层天在哪里?
Where is the third heaven?
当然不在地心,
of course, it's not in the center of the earth.
是在天外之天,
it's also, it's heaven outside of heaven.
在北方的极处,
it's in the north where the God's throne is, in the farthest part of the north.
第三层天,
that's the third heaven.
这个人是谁啊?
Who is this person? As we study this paragraph very closely, this is Paul himself.
不过是在身内,
but Paul wasn't sure whether this happened while he was in the body or outside the body.
是在意象中,
it's in the vision he was brought to the third heaven.
底下第 12章第4节怎么说的咯?
What did 2 Corinthians
第三,
4
say? 他说, 而且呢, 我认得这个人啊, 被带到乐园里。
And I know this person who was brought to the paradise.
原文是, 而且这个人是被带到乐园里去。
In its original, it means,
有人说,
also, this person was brought to the paradise.
三层天就是乐园的地方,
some people say the third heaven is where the paradise is located now.
如果,
it's been moved to there.
如果是都在天上,
if this paradise is in the heaven,
怎么会说, 而且,
why does the original language say,
oh,
so? So as we examine it closely, the paradise in the third heaven actually are two distinct places. Otherwise, this grammar doesn't make sense.
还有一个问题,
now here comes another issue. 1 Thessalonians in chapter 4 speaks of this resurrection. At the sound of the last trumpet, the Lord would come to the mid-air. All the saints who have fallen asleep in the Lord would come to life first.
然后还活着的圣徒要改变。
And those saints who are alive and remain will be transformed.
然后呢，一同被提到空中见主。
Together, they will be taken up to the cloud to meet the Lord.
如果像有人所说的，诺亚已经搬到三层天去了。
If just like people say that the paradise has already been moved to the third heaven.
那已睡的圣徒都在三层天了。
So all those saints who have fallen asleep should be in the third heaven.
主耶稣来到空中。
So when the Lord come in the mid air.
那么三层天的这些圣徒。来到地上
and those saints who are in the third heaven come to the earth
跟我们这些合作的人一同被提到空中
and then together with us who are alive being taken up to the cloud in the mid-air
要是你我都不会这样的做法
I believe you and I would not do things like this
就在空中等就好了还要跑到地上来等
They just as well waited in the cloud in the mid-air. Why would they bother to come to the earth and then be brought back to the cloud?
不过,
But,
被提有先后,
rapture has its own sequence.
很多不同的被提,
and there are different kinds of rapture.
刚才说的是大批的圣徒的被提,
I just mentioned this is the rapture of many saints.
那有一些人先被提,
But some would be raptured first.
启示录十二章男孩子的被提
Like the man child in Revelation 12, he was raptured first.
他们的确被提到宝座
there were people who were taken to the throne.
启示录十四章那十四万四千人的被提
In Revelation 14, the 144,000 people who were raptured
也是被提到神宝座人
They're also beingRapture to God's throne.
他们跟随羔羊。
They follow the lamb.
羔羊无论到哪里，他们就跟着。
Wherever the lamb goes, they follow the lamb.
这是圣徒中的少数人。
These are the few among all the saints.
大批的圣徒。
But the multitude of the saints.
死罪了的从死里复活。
Would be raised up from the dead. And those who are living would be transformed.
一同被提到主那里。
They will be taken up together to the Lord.
求主恩待我。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
让我们看见。
So that we could see this.
感谢神。
We thank God.
这一个作恶滔天的这个强盗。
This robber who has committed such flagrant sin.
他抓住最后一个机会。
He has held on to the last chance.
他求主纪念他。
He asked the Lord to remember him. We thank the Lord.
当日主就把他带到诺亚。
On that very day, the Lord brought him to the paradise.
好像他好比中大头奖还要好。
He was actually better than winning the lottery.
感谢主。
It is so wonderful. Thank the Lord.
他是特别蒙主的怜悯。
He was a specially granted mercy by God.
对他太便宜了吧。
You would say, well, the Lord is giving him such a pass.
当然便宜。
Of course, he got a pass. But from another perspective, we thank God.
当我们的主被众人弃绝的时候
When our Lord was rejected by all,
在那里蒙受凌辱和咒诅的时候
When he was reproached, when he was cursed by many,
这一个无恶不作的强盗
This robber who would not skip any evil because of enlightenment of God. He turned around. He himself was suffering there. On the cross in the bitterness, he was actually testifying of the Lord. He acknowledged our Lord as the King of his kingdom. He will come to establish his kingdom, my beloved. This very simple testimony of his in those days was so very much crucial. So we thank God. His testimony gave so much satisfaction and gratification to our Lord.
主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us all.
抓到了最后一个宝贝的机会。
The robber simply held on to the very last precious chain.
要受苦的主心里得着何等的安慰。
Oh, how this comfort the suffering the Lord.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
今天主在荣耀里头。
Today our Lord is in glory.
但是为到他的国。
But for the sake of his kingdom.
为到他的百姓。
For the sake of his people.
主心中那个重不知道有多重大。
We simply cannot imagine the heaviness of the our Lord's heart.
我们也能够做一个体会主心肠的人。
If only we could also be people who go after his heart.
在忧苦的主的心中，能因着我们得着一点安慰。
So that our Lord in his grieving heart could be comforted by us.
这是主当日在十字架上得着的安慰。
This is the very comfort that our Lord received on the cross on that day.
今天在宝座上的主。
Now today our Lord is in his throne.
他的心仍然带着沧桑。
His heart is still hurt.
他的肋旁仍然带着枪伤。
On his side, he still carried this wound.
他渴慕我们这些神儿女给他一点安慰。
He longs for the comfort from we as his people.
求主恩待我。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我们祷告。
Shall we pray?
慈爱的主。
Dear Lord.
再一次怜悯我们。
Once again have mercy on us.
借着这些古圣们的见证。
Through all these testimonies of these old saints.
让我们得着激励。
Encourage us
效法他们的信心,
so that we would imitate their faith,
好好给你一点安慰,
so that we could comfort your heart,
让我们能够得着一个胆量,
so that we could have this audacity,
在我们的生活, 我们的工作和侍奉中,
that in our daily living, in our life, in our services,
因为你爱的缘故,
because of your love,
我们愿意舍弃。
We are willing to let go.
因为为你的缘故成为贫穷。
For your sake, we are willing to become poor.
使别人得着富足。
So that other people will become rich.
哦主啊。
Oh Lord.
恩待我。
Be gracious to us.
让我们在这带着伤痕的主。
So that the Lord, with all these wounds,
竟然从我们得着一点安慰。
Could receive some solace, some comfort from us. Oh Lord,
使我们也能做一个向你祷告的人。
Make us the people who pray to you.
因着我们的生活、工作和侍奉。
Because of our life, our work, our services.
求你纪念我们。
May you remember us.
主啊。
Lord.
把我们众人交托在你手中。
Commit all of us into your hand.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.